Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is War. Wayne Allen Root is with you in the house. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of June. The year is moving along quickly. Can't believe it's the 6th of June. I couldn't believe it was April. I couldn't believe it was May. Can't believe it's June. Can't believe it's going to be... Summer's going to be gone. When you blink your eye, it's going to be fall. And that means it's going to be time soon for the presidential primaries, which start next February. Really unbelievable. It's right around the corner. And here's some stories today that remind us of what's happened to the United States of America, how far we've fallen. Congresswoman, Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna from Florida alleged Monday the FBI fears an informant accusing President Joe Biden of a criminal bribery scheme will be killed. In a social media post, Luna, who serves on the House Oversight Committee, says she learned of this alleged threat in a recent meeting, just left the meeting for House Oversight. FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the info he's brought forward about the Biden family. She said the FBI's concerns are alarming and scary. The informant is alleging a $5 million bribery scheme involving the president, and it's a highly credible FBI source with a history dating back to the Obama era. And so we've got someone out there who's, you know, claims, and it sure doesn't seem like it's much of a stretch, that he knows about major corruption when Biden was vice president. And the guy literally extorted millions of dollars from foreign countries. We all knew this, but here's a guy who could prove it. And the FBI is worried if they disclose the information, his name will get out and he will be killed. Who do you think they're hinting will kill him? The Biden crime family will kill him. Our country's being run by the mafia, the Biden and Obama crime family. And then as soon as you think it can't get any worse, you realize everything I've said has been true. Highly credible source reveals FBI election interference scandal. Again, you know, I have argued for so long now, I don't know anything about the machines. The machines and Dominion, I've never said a word about them. They may be totally corrupt. They may have totally flipped votes. They may have totally stolen the election. But I never said that, and I don't know about it because I know nothing about machines. But I do know that mail-in ballots stole the election, and ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting, and no check of signature matches. But I also know the FBI stole the election. You don't even have to believe in the mail-in ballot stolen election. All you have to know is the FBI stole the election. You have to know the U.S. Postal Service stole the election. You have to know the FBI demanded and paid for Twitter and I'm sure every other social media, and I'm sure all of the mainstream media got paid as well to change the news feed and make sure everything's anti-Trump and nothing was pro-Trump and nothing was anti-Biden, and they buried the Biden laptop, Hunter Biden laptop. The entire election was in fact stolen by the FBI with help from the United States Postal Service, who we now know for sure drove 18-wheeler trucks filled with hundreds of thousands of signed ballots across state lines from Long Island, New York, to Pennsylvania, to steal Pennsylvania, and undoubtedly many other states stolen the exact same way. But a confidential human source behind the detailed allegations that then-Vice President Joe Biden agreed to accept money from a foreign national to affect policy decisions is the biggest news of the day, but I still think that the stolen election should be even bigger news. The FBI stole the election, folks, and we now are starting to know it. And John Durham and his report points out that Obama's a criminal. Obama was in on everything going on. He's a smart guy. He's not a dumb guy. Obama was president of the United States. Everything went on under him. He knew exactly what was happening, Hillary filled him in on the Russian collusion lie, and Obama was the one who obviously ordered the spying on Trump. Obama was the one who obviously ordered the FBI to stay away from the Clinton Foundation and all the extortion there. And I'm sure the president of the United States, Obama, knew all about Biden and Hillary traveling the world and extorting money. I'm sure he got a piece of it. So there's just so much news out there that proves the election was stolen and that the FBI is crooked. And it's just scary. And then on top of that, we have the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, facing a backlash. Who told you about it first? Right here, Wayne Alaroot told you about a concierge app that allows them to say, oh, the illegal aliens, they're not coming over the border in large numbers. It's since we lifted Title 42, I know you expected millions to come over, Wayne Alaroot, but you're wrong. Fewer are coming over. We've solved the problem by lifting Title 42. Does that make sense to anybody? That's like that famous saying, you know, believe what we tell you, not what your eyes see. You know, don't listen to your eyes. Listen to us as we lie to you. And I knew it wasn't true. Are you kidding me? There must be millions pouring over the border over the last 3 weeks. But they're claiming it's less than ever. That's because all they have to do is make an appointment on a concierge app, and they get sent to a certain border crossing at a certain time. It's like making an appointment with your doctor, making an appointment with your dentist, making an appointment with your hairdresser. You know, you set an appointment, you say Friday at 2 o'clock, I'll be at the San Diego border crossing, and they don't count you as an illegal who invaded the border. They count you as a person who was invited in. You're not illegal. You're waved in. All is good. You're an invited guest, I guess is how they see it. DHS faces backlash over app used to grant would-be illegal immigrants entry to the U.S. So we all know now that the appointments are coming fast and furious, and we know that that's the reason that they're downplaying how many people are coming across the border. And critics are finally catching on to it. These could all be reasons why independents now lean towards Donald Trump over Joe Biden. Latest survey from the Economist YouGov in a head-to-head matchup. Let's see if we've got the numbers here. Who would you support? These are independents being asked. Who would you support between Biden and Trump? And the two potential challengers are tied across the board, 39-39 each, followed by 9% who would not vote, 7% who would say other, 5% remain unsure. 83% of Republicans said they would support Trump. 86% of Democrats would support Biden. However, among independents, that's the overall vote. Among independents, 36% support Trump, 26% support Biden. He's now down by 10%. 10% among independents. So that's interesting. And then Breitbart News reports former President Trump has opened up a clear lead over Joe Biden in the 2024 race for the White House. A 7-point lead over Biden in a latest ABC Washington Post poll. So every poll shows something different, although I'm sure the reasoning, number one, they oversample Democrats in many of these polls, and number two, in many of these polls they ask any voter, meaning anyone with a pulse, any registered voter, who are you going to vote for? Well, that's meaningless. Most people, you know, do not necessarily vote just because they're registered. Many people stay home. So you need likely voters, not just registered voters. More I told you so. Mexican drug cartel caught with military-grade rocket launchers, the same weapons being sent to Ukraine. Duh. Do you understand why Mexican drug cartels have the same military-grade rocket launchers that are being sent to Ukraine? Because they are the same. Do you understand? America is taking all the weapons we've got. If there's a war tomorrow, you know, this is what I'm scared of. I believe China knows everything I know. Russia knows everything I know and more. They've got spies all over America. spies all over the American government. Ask Congressman Eric Swalwell about that. He was busy with his Chinese spy concubine having sex with a little Chinese escort who was giving information to the Chinese government. Ask Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy as one of her top staff members for many, many years. There's spies littered throughout the U.S. government that are reporting back to China. So certainly they know everything I know and then some. And I'm telling you, China knows we've given all our weapons away to Ukraine. We are so short of weapons and supplies. Not just weapons, but, you know, tanks and aircraft and munitions, bullets for guns, everything that we need for a war, we have sent to Ukraine. It takes time to replace all this stuff, and it could take a year to replace it all. And at this moment, we are so vulnerable, which makes me wonder whether China is pushing up their timetable to attack the United States now, to take Taiwan now, and then to figure out how to fight the United States from within. And that's why they're sending so many military-age Chinese males to the United States border with Mexico, and they're being waved into the United States. This is all an inside job to destroy the United States. But those rocket launchers, I always said, when we send all our weapons to Ukraine, not only are we destroying ourselves because now we are short of weapons and it's going to take a long time to replace them, and if a war starts, we're in big trouble. But those weapons will then be resold by the Ukrainians, who are a bunch of neo-Nazis who hate America, by the way, hate Jews and want to kill Jews, and they'll be resold, the weapons, to other bad terrorist groups like the Mexican drug cartels. That's why the Mexican drug cartels caught with military-grade rocket launchers, same weapons being sent to Ukraine, because they are the same weapons being sent to Ukraine, and they're being sold by the dirty, corrupt Ukrainian government who gives it to the neo-Nazis and the Ukrainian mob, and then they sell to the Mexican drug cartel and other terrorist groups around the world. Our weapons are all over the world now, including being used against us by the Mexican drug cartel. That's America.
Hi, it's Wayne on the Roof. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the roots on fire. Today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, which, as my associate producer Chris reminds me, means last year was the 78th, and next year will be the 80th. Thank you, Chris. For all of you who are math challenged, the idea that this is the 79th means last year was the 78th, next year is the 80th, and it's just another year that Joe Biden does not commemorate D-Day's anniversary. Just the greatest military undertaking and the greatest military challenge and the greatest military victory in the history of warfare and worldwide, you know, military battles. Incredible, D-Day. What an incredible thing. What heroes all those kids were. How many of them wound up dead on the beaches. So that today we can sell Satan Loves Pronouns t-shirts at Target. I'm sure they'd be very proud. Oh, my God. What's happened to America is so sickening. You know, my father was not in the European theater. He was in the Pacific theater. He fought at Saipan and Okinawa. Okinawa, pound for pound, worse than D-Day. Actually, probably the worst battle in the history of mankind, pound for pound, meaning the size of the island, the amount of troops, the viciousness of the fighting, the amount of American GIs who died, the amount of Japanese who died. Okinawa, maybe the worst battle of all time. My dad was there, and he's in heaven now, and I just think he must be looking down and going, they sell transgender clothing to little children? And they do transgender brainwashing in school? And every company is celebrating Pride Day? And the military is into Pride? And the Navy has drag queen shows? And Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas wanted to have a drag queen show? And Target chose Satan-themed materials as well as transgender. And Target sells binders so a girl who wants to be a boy can hide her breasts.
and a boy who wants to be a girl can hide his penis, tape it so close to his body, no one could see that he's got a penis? My father must be rolling over in his grave. I know one thing. What's happening is not normal. What's happening is sick. What's happening is perverted. What's happening is dysfunctional. What's happening is demonic. It's just not normal, and it's not right. And anybody fighting for it is a weirdo. Our whole country is run by weirdos. Strange, strange people. And they're pushing strange, strange things. RevRex is not pushing strange things. There's now going to be 87,000 new IRS agents. Excuse me, Kevin McCarthy had a big victory. There's only going to be 86,000. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. RevRex is the sponsor of this show. RevRex stands for Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and point-of-sale system to find underreported income. RevRex will match up your revenue, reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA. Exclusively for my fans, special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you. Go to RevRex.com. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. So again, Biden forgets to commemorate D-Day, but that's to be expected. He forgets what he ate for breakfast. He forgets the difference between his wife and his sister. He forgets he's president of the United States. Why would he remember D-Day from 79 years ago? But this is the second year in a row that he did nothing to commemorate the anniversary of D-Day, this time the 79th anniversary. Wayne Root is dedicating this show to commemorate the anniversary of D-Day and that great generation, the greatest generation, and all the great patriots who fought and died and sacrificed or were willing to sacrifice their lives for our great country. Thank you. A little note here from Alan, a fan of this show. He said, here's a little something for your fans. At Mandalay Bay, for the Vegas Golden Knight home games during the Stanley Cup, they set up a booth to give away $3,000 worth of Bud Light, free beer. They hired two stunning, beautiful girls to give away the beer. And to get the free beer, you take a picture with the gorgeous girls, and they post the picture on the Golden Knights board right next to the booth. And what guy wouldn't want a picture with two beautiful, stunning women? Well, at the end of the night, I passed by the booth twice, and there wasn't one picture on the board or one person in line. Nobody wants anything to do with Bud Light anymore. The entire company is going down. And then he ends it with, ha, 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 ha. It's really a thing of beauty. The conservatives have finally gotten together and figured out we've got the power. I keep saying it. I wrote the two books about it. We've got the power. And we just got to exercise that power. Now, I don't know if you can win elections anymore. They're all stolen. They're all rigged. But we'll keep trying and we'll keep fighting. But I know one thing. We got the power because we're the silent majority. We buy most of the consumer products in America. We could put these freaks out of business.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has officially launched his campaign for president in New Hampshire, telling the crowd that character matters more now than ever.
We can't dismiss the question of character anymore, everybody. If we do, we get what we deserve.
Christie is joining a crowded Republican field, and tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce his campaign. Multiple people were shot and injured at a high school graduation ceremony that was being held on Virginia Commonwealth University's Monroe Park campus tonight. Reports indicate at least four victims. Witnesses say the shooting happened as Huguenot High School's graduation ceremonies were ending. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for Donald Trump, has testified to a federal grand jury. The testimony is part of the ongoing investigation being conducted by special counsel Jack Smith into the actions of the former president. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Roots
Roots on Fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is on fire. They are the sponsor of this show. They're also in my new book, my new best-selling, number one best-selling book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, now endorsed by President Donald J. Trump. He said this is the way to deal with Bud Light. Now the corporations understand because of this strategy by Wayne Allyn Root. Buy this book. Thank you, President Trump. And one of the lead companies in the book is GreatPatriotStore.com. The name has nothing to do with the title of the book, which is The Great Patriot Boycott Book, but it's 128 of the best companies in America that are patriotic, Christian, pro-American, whatever word you want to use, conservative, give to Republican candidates, believe in the American dream. 128 great companies you can spend your money with and know that you're not doing damage to what you believe in. They're not going to turn around and spend the money to destroy all the things you believe in. But one of those companies is GreatPatriotStore.com. They are the answer to inflation, hundreds of household products you're already buying and already using, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots and Christians. GreatPatriotStore.com, including beef. They've got the beef now. Highest quality anywhere. Never given hormones or antibiotics. Never sold in stores. Exclusively available only to their members. Only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club. You need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. And someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, my guest is here, Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, a national organization dedicated to defending the family. His website is AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Terry Schilling, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, thanks so much for having me, man. I'm really excited to be back.
What exactly do you think is going on in the minds of executives like at Bud Light, parent company Anheuser-Busch, at Target, and all these companies, Kohl's, the L.A. Dodgers? I mean, the list is so long. Lululemon. I know there's so many companies that have lost their minds, and they're going buying in on all this transgender garbage, and they're offending people who go to church on Sundays. They're offending people who believe in God and country. They're offending patriots, Christians, and conservatives, which is the majority of their sales, the majority of their consumers. What do you think's going on? Why would they be willing to lose billions of dollars in order to participate in some weird fantasy by the ultra-left? Why are they committing economic suicide, Terry?
Well, there's a couple things going on here. First of all, the CEO and the CEOs and the board of directors, they don't really know what time it is, right? They think that this is 2015, we got gay marriage. They don't really know how extreme this LGBT movement has gotten and how much they're targeting children right now. Because, look, they achieved gay rights. They've got it. Congratulations. If you're gay, you basically have every single right in the book. And now they're coming after children because that's the only battlefield left. And so these CEOs and the board of directors, they don't know. But these HR directors, these PR people, these communications people, they're indoctrinated, right? They've got the certificates. They've been indoctrinated by higher education. And so they're all in, right? They think that kids are sexual from birth. They don't see anything wrong with encouraging kids to get sex changes and start to transition their sex, all of that stuff. And so you have a recipe for disaster. You have guys that are in charge of the profits for their companies, and they don't know what time it is. They don't know how extreme this movement is. And they're deferring to these maniacs, these insane and mentally ill people that think it's okay to sexualize kids. And that's what we're experiencing here with with Bud Light and Target and Disney and, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, everyone. I mean, it's not just those companies. It's basically every corporation in America.
All the big ones, anyway, the large, billion-dollar multinational corporations have all lost their minds, and they're all committing suicide, and they've all bought into this nonsense. But this proves the power of the conservative consumer, correct? Because the fact that we really are winning, their sales are cratering, and their stock prices are cratering. We're costing them billions and billions of dollars. So it's certainly not without a price. They're sacrificing their whole company to follow this leftist agenda.
No, that's exactly right. I think that before there weren't really lessons to be learned because there wasn't a lot of boycotts from our side. But the difference is that before it was about adults and the rights of adults to do what they want. Now it's about kids and protecting their innocence. And that's where this movement and where these corporations really were short-sighted, is they didn't expect the political pushback around children and to protect their innocence. That's just insane, right? Like, Americans are still good people. They don't support sexualizing kids. They don't support giving kids sex changes. Look, this is a country that says you got to be 18, I'm sorry, now you got to be 21 in order to smoke a cigarette. In what world are Americans going to be okay with giving little kids who are as young as 10 years old sex change procedures like hormones and puberty blockers? It's just nuts. You're out of your mind if you think Americans are going to sit back and allow that to happen.
What do you think is behind the Pride Month protests breaking out all over the country?
Well, look, I think it's primarily around children right now, right? I mean, you're seeing this all across the country. This wasn't a conflict when it was just about adults. But once they started going into the schools and indoctrinating kids sexually, talking to them about who they want to have sex with, who they're attracted to sexually, oh, do you feel like you're a different gender? Oh, we'll help you transition your gender against your parents' wishes or even knowledge. That's where this fight shifted, and that's where they've been exposed.
Right, and it's everywhere. Did you see the fighting going on in L.A., by the way? We're talking to Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, his website, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Did you see over the weekend there were actually fights breaking out in Los Angeles, of all places, somewhere in the Valley, I believe it was, and there's some sort of a private school, and the parents on one side were saying, you know, stop sexualizing our children and stop teaching them to change their gender, and on the other side they were screaming, calling them horrible names, and celebrating Pride and LGBTQ, and they all came to blows, and the police had to be called, punches were thrown. It's really, this country is so divided, Terry.
You know what? It's divided in one way. It's divided between the elite and the people. The people are against all this nonsense, but these maniacs have taken over all of our cultural institutions, right? They've taken over academia and the universities, Hollywood, major corporations, Wall Street, you name the culture.
Don't forget the military. The military.
The military even. The military is woke in all about the trans stuff. But the American people, I mean, there was just a Rasmussen poll, right? They asked the American people, do you believe that there are only two genders or do you oppose that idea? It was 6-1. 57% strongly agree that there are only two genders, to 10% who strongly disagree.
Right. They're a small minority. They're really the other side of a small minority. But I got to tell you, I'm going to come out with you right now, Terry. I am LGBTQ. Let's get Biden to quit. LGBTQ. I am proud to say I'm LGBTQ. Let's get Biden to quit. Or some would say, let's get Brandon to quit. So, people are just sick of this. You know, as I've always said, I'm not against LGBTQ. Forget the jokes now. Let's get serious. I'm not against the gay people or gay movement. If you want to be gay, be gay. You want to get married, be married. As long as you're not hurting my life, get away from me. Go do it in your bedroom. I don't care. But when you start brainwashing my children in school and 24 hours a day on TV and on Sesame Street and in stores selling it to little children, it's just all gone way, way too far.
No, that's exactly right, Wayne. And you know what? We've been doing polling and focus groups, all types of testing, and sitting down with the people that, you know, President Trump needs to win over in 2024. And you'd be shocked to find this out. But even, more liberal voters like suburban women, even they are against these sex change procedures for minors, right? This is common sense. It's not even a debate. But the only reason it's a discussion is because the elites that are in power that control what we get to consume, social media giants, all those guys, it's because they're all indoctrinated and bought in, right? So there's a real divide in this country between the American people, which is, I'm talking like 90% of us, versus the elites. It's the fight that's always been here. It's always been the elites versus the American people.
And Terry, what gays don't understand is they've set themselves back, in my opinion, decades. You know, I think if you go back like, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I think a lot of people are starting to feel like I was. Hey, listen, let gay people do what they want to do. Let them out of the closet. Come on. Let's let them do what they want to do. And Pride, LGBTQ, gay marriage, do what you want to do. Just leave me alone. That's all we were thinking. And now we're angry. And a lot of people are starting to hate on this bit, on this nonsense. And this whole transgender ideology is a bridge too far. And I think it's setting gays back many, many decades. And it's causing a lot more hate. I think people were done with hate. You know, there was just a small minority that hated people because they were gay. I got news for you. Now they're starting to hate because this has gone over the line.
No, and you know what? I want to say something. Everything has a place, time and place and purpose, right?
Right.
And we should hate the sexualization of children. We really should have such hatred for that and really have scorn and treat it with humiliation and mockery and just no tolerance whatsoever for sexualizing kids. But I'm telling you, even the gays are with us on this, right? Like
a lot of them are, yes.
I've run millions of dollars in campaign ads opposing the sexualization of kids. And guess what? The ad campaign ads were contrived by my gay friends. Right?
Wow.
They were the ones saying, you need to look at this trans stuff with kids. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. My wife has a bunch of gay friends, and I'm telling you, they all say the same thing. They're gay conservatives, and they're embarrassed by the whole trans ideology, and they think it's setting back their entire movement, and I agree it is. It's causing a lot of bad feelings towards gay people that weren't there. They were finally gone, and society really didn't care anymore, and I think it's setting them back many, many years, especially when people are pushing gender-changing surgeries so that our boys become girls and our girls become gals is really, really offensive to parents. We got to run. Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, his website, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Thank you, Terry. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is... Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sixty percent. Reports are Memorial Day sales of Bud Light dropped a jaw-dropping 60%. The brand has been slaughtered. It's over. I didn't believe you could put an Anheuser-Busch in any kind of financial jeopardy. Well, Bud Light itself, which is just a subsidiary of Anheuser-Busch, it's just one division, they own like 20 beers, all their sales are down dramatically. Anheuser-Busch is in a lot of trouble, but they're not going under tomorrow. They're a $100 billion company. You know, they may have lost $20 billion, $28 billion in market cap, but they're still a $100 billion company. But Bud Light really might be out of business, and they were the number one best-selling beer in America, I believe, before all this started. Here's a gal who's hired to be the marketing exec, and she thinks there's a problem. They're the number one best-selling beer in America until she arrived to solve a problem. You know, I got to write a column. This is a great idea. Because when Barack Obama appeared to talk about, you know, hey, we've got the biggest problem in the world, the healthcare system, I kept telling everyone, there is no real big problem. Most middle-class people have health insurance. Most small businesses have health insurance, and it's reasonably priced, and they cover most of what I've needed my whole life. I have no problem with healthcare. You're in search of a problem that doesn't exist. Now, if you think the problem is that poor people have no health care, go address that problem. But don't destroy and blow up the entire health care system. It's a problem that doesn't exist. And all you're going to do is destroy health care that used to work. And that's exactly what happened. He said there was a problem and there never was one. Now there's a problem. Matter of fact, I reported about 2 weeks ago that the latest numbers are in. Health care is up. The health care costs are up. I think it was 44 or 45% versus 2012. So, did Obamacare solve anything, or did it make healthcare skyrocket since 2012? It made everything skyrocket. So it's the same thing with Bud Light. This liberal witch comes along, and she decides that Bud Light is a problem. They're number one. I understand there are always problems. There's always going to be something you'd like to do better. They're number one, but they're declining because, in her opinion, you can't just go after the white frat boys. You got to go after gay people. people, okay, maybe it was in decline. Maybe it was down 1 or 2 points over the last decade. But it was still number one. Now it's not number 12 anymore. It's falling to zero. This thing, there is no ground beneath Bud Light. She was in search of a problem that never existed. You're number one. That's not a problem. And sadly, it doesn't affect me. Let me give you a little thing about me. I've never drank in my life. I don't drink beer. I don't drink anything. You know, to each and every one of you, God bless you. Drink whatever you want. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. You like beer? Great. You like Bud Light? Great. Drink it. But I've never drank alcohol or beer. So it doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form if Bud Light drops out of the earth. But healthcare, sadly, affects me completely. And to the point where I dropped my health insurance. First they dropped me, and then I decided I would never go back to regular health insurance, and I've been with a Christian healthcare sharing organization ever since, which is scary. You know, I love them, but it's kind of scary because you just don't know. You're never quite sure. But they've been really good to me. And I had a minor thing going on maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it was supposed to be a $25,000 bill. That's for a minor surgery. $25,000 bill, and when I told the hospital I have no insurance, because that's what you say when you have Christian health sharing, I am self-insured, I have no insurance, and they go, okay, what's the cash price? And then they give you a cash price. The cash price for the $25,000 operation was $4,000. So I paid the $4,000, and then I submitted the $4,000 bill to my Christian healthcare sharing organization, and they paid $3,500 of the $4,000 bill to me, back to me. So all the surgery costs, a $25,000 surgery, cost me $500. So it actually works out really good, but, you know, God forbid you have a terrible accident, and it's a $1 million bill. I have no idea what's going to happen, and I was forced away from regular insurance because of Barack Obama. Number one, my rates skyrocketed. For a family of six in those days, I was paying $500 a month, and they were covering virtually everything. And my deductible was very small. I think it was $1,000. And as soon as Obama got involved fixing health care, my deductible went from $1,000 to $10,000, and my monthly payment went from $500, tripled to $2,000. And then they dropped me. They cut me, and they actually put in the letter, we have no choice but to drop you because of Obamacare. That's why we're dropping your insurance. So Obama completely effed me, screwed me up, and he took something that worked perfectly, and he destroyed it. And that's what this woman did to Bud Light. She took something that was working just fine for people who do like beer and do like Bud Light, and she screwed it up so nobody wants to ever drink it again. That's what happens when you have people looking for problems that don't exist. Bud Light is just like that market executive for Bud Light, that female market executive is just like Barack Hussein Obama, in search of a problem that never existed, and therefore you destroy the one thing you claimed you were looking to save and to make better. And that's what liberals do. They screw up everything they ever touch. Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com is my website. Everything's there. My TV shows, this radio show, my podcast. Everything starts at RootForAmerica.com. You can find it there. You can listen to it there. You can watch it there. And you can email me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Give me all my best ideas. Thank God for my fans. Best fans in the world. Love all of you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.